Hey, welcome to another episode of Last Week on Keith and the Girl. I am your second favorite host of this show, Rod, and I'm back. It's been a while. I know everyone has missed me and missed the show. You know, the hardest working podcasters took a week off, and they're here. They're back with me, and of course, I have to definitely introduce you to the faves, okay? You know them. You love them. Keith and Hemda, what's going on, y'all?
Hello. We took a week off and there's new products for everyone. KeithandtheGirl.com/gear. Check it out. Also, new videos up on YouTube. Nobody sleeps here. Thank you for having us on your show.
And the marathon now available for everybody in our store.
Now available. So we took a week off and opened a new store.
So what? You take a week off. And so is there work just behind the scenes? There's just no show, but you guys just kept working. So you never really had a full week off?
A full week. LOL. That's so funny. No, but we're going to because it is important. And we have another week later in the summer where we're taking off and it's going to be more strategically planned. You heard it here and copy paste. Let Xerxes know.
We get a second.
He didn't
week.
Get to sleep either.
Do a do over. It is interesting, right? When you work for yourself, it's like you're really never fucking off, man. It's like, because especially when you do what we do, everything is kind of content. So then like your brain is still processing shit where you're like at the beach relaxing and you're like, isn't the beach fucking weird? I can't wait to tell these motherfuckers when I get back how stupid the fucking beach is. And you're like, I'm working low-key.
Oh yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, last weekend one of the kids do something stupid. I'm like, okay, you're getting told on. That's it. Look, I can't even enjoy myself. Yeah,
I do. I do use that. Mm-hmm. I know. I'm like, okay, I'm telling everyone that Xerxes, and he's like, go ahead. And I'm like, but I'm going to. I'm writing it down now. And he's like, feel free.
Oh, not Kyle. Like, Kyle goes, no.
In a way, it's up to them, right? Like, we get to put it on them and be like, you're the one making me work.
Yeah.
I came here to relax, but you keep doing weird shit that's notable. Right. And
your kid ate a stapler. I'm trying to relax. Yeah. Your show now.
I'll be right back. Yeah. I was gonna text him to during the show. Look at this motherfucker, he won't even look at me, so I could be like Opie and Anthony. then I realized it would be too awkward because it's like I really am texting.
Right.
Anyway, I just had to tell you guys that.
How funny is that? Anthony was texting Jim Norton. This motherfucker won't even look at me. Accidentally texted Opie and then was like, no, I was thinking about something else. Look, we're in the show. Who the fuck are you thinking about? Nah, I didn't. And they swore that it wasn't behind his back for years.
I did that one time, like before I was on AIM, I was on ICQ, and we had that in the office. I worked with my brothers, and I would go back and forth with the receptionist who I also was managing. And and I accidentally sent him a thing about, and it might not have been as like open as like, he's so annoying, but it was like, if you got this, you knew it was about you and you knew it wasn't meant to send it. And as soon as you hit send, my heart dropped and I'm like, okay, I got up to leave because I needed a minute. I'm like, he's about to come here or like, you know, text me back, ICQ me back. And I just need a minute to come up with what that could be. And he was already at my desk before, so he saw me trying to escape, which made it worse. And I'm like, yeah, no, I totally meant to send you that, and maybe it didn't make sense.
So I saw a movie last night. ICQ, by the way, you don't hit send. It shows up in real time, each character that you type. So,
wow.
Yeah, they would have saw that immediately.
No, you could turn that off.
Can you?
Oh, yeah.
If you're a dork.
I mean, if you got a shady liar that you're trying to hide a bunch of shit, I guess. But if you're honest like me and Keith, you'd never even cross your mind. It's weird that we're so far into the cell phone age and they haven't come up with a way to fix that.
Mm-hmm, to undo it.
Yeah, like right. We still don't have a like, oh shit. Like, I didn't mean to text my mom, you know, come suck this dick or whatever the fuck I whatever sick shit I just texted someone else. Like, there's still no way to do that. And it's got to be, what, 20 years of cell phones now?
But you can't do it because it'll pop up on your phone, but you didn't really see it. So it wouldn't be marked as unread, but you could have seen it. So
there's a way in email, in Gmail at least, to delay your mail. So I do that just for like 10 seconds because it's like, oh, I forgot to say this. Let me catch it before. So it'll have an undo button for me for about 10 seconds and you can turn that on and off. But you should be able to do that with texts. You should have a drunk mode where you go out and like as soon as like you step out of your house or right before as part of like getting ready and getting zhuzhed up, I'm in drunk mode. And now I get drunk. So you delay all of my shit because there's nothing that you need to send. And then when you wake up, you have 24 hours and then it sends. Then you're intense. But the next morning you wake up, you undo. It's brilliant.
Okay, hear me out. $1 million idea behind the paywall. Phone breathalyzer. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
So you got your phone, but you can't text shit till you pass a breathalyzer. So you can't send drunk text.
They do have ones with like puzzles and math problems, I think.
Right.
The phone, this nobody didn't care about this, but do you remember when the phone first came out, the Apple one, and it came with the game Labyrinth, and you're moving a ball and you can't hit any of the holes, you have to keep it going. That was amazing technology, and I guess nobody made games like that. But you can use that gyroscope, and the phone could be like, nah, I can tell the way you're walking. Yeah. you're not sending anything.
You're holding the phone like this.
Yeah,
no one's holding the phone like that that's sober.
Right.
Fuck out of here. Of course, rhetorical question of the week. Mm-hmm. Are you happy now? And our new game segment that I love to play, the game going all across the nation, it's What Can I Say?
Right.
All right. Here we go. Drum roll. All right. You have to agree on the answer.
Okay. Mm.
So don't forget that.
Right.
With who? With Keith or like
Keith.
Jesus?
You and okay. Keith.
All right.
Have to agree.
It's a little harder, but okay.
Mm-hmm. What can you say?
Okay.
That is the category. It's the only category.
Okay.
Every time. A.
Yes.
The N-word.
Probably not, but
I feel like that's a trick from last time.
But it must be, I mean, if that's the first one, that has to be fine. All right, go on.
B, Bill Cosby innocent.
Does that have a / Blue Lives Matter, or is it just its own category?
Just regular Bill Cosby innocent.
Okay.
Shout out to Kanye West, who tweeted that once. C, Happy Pride Month. Or D, ladies and gentlemen, and no one else.
This is a tough one. Could it be more than one? Not to be a puss.
If I would have been more than one, we would offer the option both A and B or all of the above, something like that.
Okay, and no one else. I'm gonna guess. Okay, Henda, I think because he didn't say the word again.
Can I tell you, this is too hard for me, so I'm totally relying on you right now.
Okay.
Which is pretty nerve-wracking, but this is a lifeline. Please don't fuck this up.
Well, here's what I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. Okay. The N-word, he didn't say the word, right?
That like, oh my God, deduction.
Now, that's a clue, but we know what he's saying.
Right.
Now, I could go over all the answers, but I can't say what the word is. I could say B, if you don't forget, was Bill Cosby innocent. D was ladies and gentlemen and no one else. You can at least say those in that context. I'm going to go with A. What do you think, Hemda?
Now, remember, the game is what can I say?
Oh, what can I say? This changes everything. Happy Pride Month. C, final answer.
Okay. Keeps going with C. What about you, Hemda? Do you agree?
You know, I was going to agree, even though he said something stupid just a second ago to showcase that he never listens. So, yeah, I'm going down with the ship. Okay. I will agree with Keith this one time in my life.
Congratulations.
Oh, you did it.
You did it again. Woo. Very proud of y'all.
What a trust exercise. I fell and you guys caught me and I'm feeling prideful and I'm allowed to say that.
We love to see it. We love to see it. All right. And age has never changed. It was the N-word last time.
Yeah.
Probably going to be on there every time. I'll keep that in
mind. I just got to keep in mind when the lights of the game show change to can and can't.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta pay attention when the light changes to red and green. So, like, always be paying attention.
Episode 3411.
Yes.
Lightning round with Matthew Klickstein. Mm-hmm. Or is it Klickstein?
I think
close enough. But let's go with Klickstein. All right. E before I. When it's Ian.
also only one T in Matthew. So if we're talking about spelling.
Yeah, this guy was really fucking up.
Yeah. And now what was the inspiration for Lightning Round? Is it that you thought his answers were too long-winded? Or you just thought it would be fun to start a brand new, spontaneous new game with the guests?
What do you think?
Okay,
welcome Did Happen? A, we're insane. Or B, pick up the fucking pace.
Or C,
the N-word.
Hemda always likes to host a good game show. It's always a game show in my head. So it could be a little confusing. How did you feel as a listener?
I mean, 3,400 episodes in, I said, okay, all right, we're switching it up. You know what I'm saying? Lightning round. Maybe this will be a thing from here on. You have a guest on and then we do lightning round.
Where I hear your thoughts on something, you only have one literal minute.
I always feel bad for guests that are like, what do you call it? Like, they're so detailed. You know those people where they're just like, you ask them a question, it's like, how was your day today? And they're just like, well, I had peanut butter and jelly for lunch. And then you're just like, no one likes this answer. You know what I mean? Like, good, you know, bad.
You know how there's like a pre-show warning to things like, I don't know, don't copy this and distribute it and don't whatever. I think for here, we have to be like, your answer must have entertainment value. So yes, I'm genuine in saying, how are you? Now you have to be entertaining. That's the pressure that they say is, quote, the hardest job in the world. Okay? The hardest job in the world is insincerity, answering the question, being succinct, funny, and entertaining. Good luck to you. Time starts now.
Well, you know what they say about brevity. Brevity.
Done.
It was interesting because he did have some good stories in him. I loved all the stuff about Steven Seagal and some of his like movie insight stuff. But it was like y'all had to hit the fast forward button on him. Right. I don't know
how anybody would teach him that, because if it's like speed it up, it's like, okay, I'll put more words into it. No, it's you have many words.
And the thing is he was actually entertaining. He was funny, had a great sense of humor. His stories were really great. There's just there is a worry that there are tangents. And I don't know why. Like, if it's – and please help me with this. If the stories are interesting and the details are – they seem somewhat necessary, why do we want him to speed it up?
Right. Well, there's something also, I think. To he never heard the show before. And I don't know how that would have changed his entire personality, but I think it would have been different.
But I think you can definitely tell when someone hasn't heard the show before or they're not a fan. That's always a big giveaway. I'm sure this is the 1,000th time anyone listening to this podcast has heard this, but if you're going to be a guest on the show, at least listen to an episode.
Why wouldn't you want to? Why aren't you afraid, Kilstein? That it's like, and thank you. And now the N-word segment. Why you have no concern that these people are going to do you wrong. You just
know. There's shows I haven't gone on because I was a guest. I was like invited. And I'm like, before I get back to you, let me just check out a show or two. And I'm like, oh, fuck no, right. Sir.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be my name on this shit where it's like, and now it's time for the rape segment. Rod, let's talk about rapes. And I'm like, I don't want to do any of this. Why would you think that? It's only because I did that cursory research. It's not even a lot. Like, you can listen to 10 minutes and get the vibe of what kind of show you're going on.
And I'm not saying we're good. Somebody recommended him. So I'm not saying, you trust her and Keith and the girl's not going to be assholes. But you're surprised if it gets – these people are surprised when it gets personal, when that's the whole fucking thing. Yeah, it's still, why is it shocking? And to do your research for 10 minutes, you'd be so much more comfortable. I guarantee these people still sweat a little bit in general. Mm-hmm. And it's like, but you didn't have to. You could have done homework, again, for yourself. It's the people that, this recently happened. It's the people that, hey, we're going to check your sound. The sound's good everywhere I'm at. Well, okay. We're just shitheads. If you told Let's me we're going to check out your sound, I'd say thank you.
And then, sorry, we're recording. Choo choo.
Yeah.
No. Oh, sorry, I'm having a dog fight out back.
And yeah.
My baby's crying now. Did I? Mm-hmm. This baby that was not on the screen before? Did y'all not know that? I thought that would be fine.
I remember, like, on tour or whenever you do live shows singing, you
right
were so thankful that they allowed you to come in early to do the mic check. And then your hours later, you come back and nobody cares. So it's, you know, it's not zhuzhed any other way. But you met the sound guy and you got his signals. And, you know, there's a place to start. You know what it feels like on stage. Right. Don't you want that?
Yeah. When we did our live show, as part of your, I don't know what you call it, but whenever you rent out the place, you have to do a whole walkthrough. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a whole, like, fucking, like, and then this is exactly how you're going to record. And this is how we're going to bring you out. And this is the microphone you're going to use. And this is the computer. And this is the backup computer. And this is the other, like, you have to do all that shit. And something still will probably go wrong. And just as, you know, we're all on Zoom and everything now. And I think it's almost giving people the wrong lesson, which is like, oh, this is so ubiquitous. It's everywhere. It's so easy. You just record on Zoom. It's like, no, what you should be learning is there's quality to this, right? There's a good Zoom. And there's a bad Zoom, right? So don't you want to be part of the good? Because who's going to listen to your shit if it's just all, you know, crackling or
when people say they hate the pandemic because they hate Zoom shows, it's their fault. Because they take a walk in a forest with their dogs and they go, it really takes away the quality. Yes, it does. It does take away the quality, doesn't it? Out from on my phone. Yes, Julia, on your fucking computer, you idiot.
And then with this, it's even easier because we're just talking about a vibe, right? We're just saying, check out this show to see what the vibes are.
Yeah.
You know, what kind of conversations are they having? You're not going to call, you're not going to be on Keith and the Girl and give your, like, complete resume.
Right.
It's going to be like, what's going on in your life? What about this major event that you wrote about or made a movie about? It's not going to just be like, you know, all right, so that was 1995. 1996, let's talk about that. You know, it's like, no, man, no one wants to hear that shit.
I tried again going to Xerxes and I. We were like, oh, let's look for comedy shows online. Mm. And I, ready for a toot-toot, I'm tooting my own horn. Mm-hmm. Toot-toot. Fucking Silent Trailers is the best.
Yep.
I'm really trying. I'm so desperate to go to a comedy show. I love them so much. I've been going since I was a teenager, okay? It's one of my outings. Like, it was dancing. It was amazing. And we went, and we're like, I swear to God, this, it was a game show. I'm like, I love game shows. Let's try. I think I love game, you know, it's just fun to, there was a wheel, and I'm like, there's a wheel that looks like they're, you know, professional, blah, blah, blah. And it was them saying, like, I'm going to say this, our chat, Wednesday night chat, is way, like, that could be a live show and be like trending on like top 10 show over there, like more interesting conversation, blah, blah, blah. Who cares?
Right.
There was a woman who's obviously a regular and they were like, oh, you fell asleep in the middle of your round last time. And she's like, yeah, I think I'm going to do the same today. And they're like, oh, we love you. You're the best. Fell asleep 30 seconds later on camera. This is a regular. It was, yeah.
Mm-hmm. No. We went to a show that somebody was doing, and they have guests that come on and they each present a segment. And one guest came on and she clearly had done no research for her segment. Oh. And she just was going to bullshit through it because, like, she does stand up. So it was like, I'll just do some wacky wackies for the next 10 minutes. And it was like, when people started noticing in the chat and stuff, she got like super defensive. It was like, but you didn't do the work. Like, how is it our fault? Right. Like, you're getting paid to have done this. That would be like me showing up here and being like, hey, I didn't check out the show this week, but let's fucking do this, guys. You ready? You know, crazy. Anyway.
I will give credit to one show that we saw that was super professional, fun, deep. Like, it went to all different places. And it was Catherine Heller's show, The Neo-Futurists. Very, that was the first enjoyable live. Okay, let's move on because I feel bad saying it.
No, you're right. You're right. True. How come people don't care enough?
It's wild.
Well,
I will give Matthew this, though. Mm-hmm. Super good sport about it.
Yes.
Like, really? Because I was like, where y'all were like, all right, Hendon's just like, fuck it. Lightning round. We need some faster answers. Let's go. You got a minute. I'll keep the timer. We're going to ask the questions. I was just like, I could see someone being like, oh, fuck you guys. You know, I thought I was having a good time and answering thorough questions.
Well, how about Hendon's red light left turn? What's like, well, what's your girlfriend complain most about you? I talk too much.
And that's the other thing too, with people like that, they know, you know, it's like, I used to feel bad when I would tell people, like, I don't know, say on Facebook, they invite you to a bunch of groups, like, hey, join this group with me, join this group. And I used to feel bad because I'd be like, no, I don't want to do that. And I would think about it a long period, like, oh God, they thought I was so special. They invited me. And then eventually I'm like, that asshole invites everybody. They don't give a fuck about me. Like, if anything's an insult to me, it's like, you ain't shit. Join this group. You ain't got nothing to do. So it took me a while. But you got a listener letter from Jamie. A lot of listener letters lately.
I love them.
I feel like that's becoming a thing. You're getting like... Obviously, I can't remember the racist guy's name right now. Vincent.
Yeah.
You get Vincent. He's becoming part of the show. He's got his own thing. Like, the relationship y'all developed with your audience over 3,400 episodes is so special. And it feels like everybody gets to be a part of it. Are you getting letters that you don't read? Or is it just kind of like, for the most part, the listeners are like, you know, if they send a letter, most likely it's the kind you would want to read on the show.
Is it okay to say, can you fucking imagine that every letter we got kind of has a point of view and they're kind of intelligent? Can you fucking imagine?
And it's solid gold or is entertaining. Like some people just, you know, are like, hey, you know, my kids and I are doing well. I'm like, that's lovely to hear. And I think that's nice, but I don't know that I should read that on the show.
I you know about me and my lover, Vincent, but no, he wrote, then you're not going to hear it. He wrote like, I think you guys don't like me. And I'm like, I can't respond to this. And that's not its own segment now, but cheers. I hope you're doing well.
Okay, so it's not 100%. That's okay.
I didn't get my poker chip yet. Should have read that.
So I want everybody to know we're working on that, and we'll see where it went wrong. Whose fault?
I can't find your store. Okay, sure. Let's read that one. Yeah. Shout out to Xerxes. There, I read it. There you go.
The episode of just those would be nice.
Oh, that's fun. All right.
All the shitty emails.
I mean, I don't want to break your heart and say I just summed it up, but we'll give it a go. Yeah.
You got to root for Keith in silent trailers. I don't know how everybody's still fucking this up, but
everybody hates Tom Brady. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but here's the thing. It's like hating Tom Brady and being from New England. He's our guy.
Right.
We don't listen to these other motherfuckers' shows like this. You know what I mean? We're not premium for everybody else's podcast that comes on the show. This is our home team.
Yeah.
And we need to come together for the home crowd. All right. Like this is like being from New England rooting against Tom Brady. And for just anybody that comes in the stadium, by the way, not just for like, oh, we hate this. I love this team. I'm a Cowboys fan. Right. It's Tom Brady versus everybody.
And we're so inclusive. It's almost everybody. And it's almost like you're Tom Brady's brother and you're doing that, if you ask me. Yeah, absolutely. Of course. Absolutely. It's funny that subconsciously everybody wants to put more stress on themselves. Like, you know, I can't go to a party, but can I have somebody hate me? Yeah, it's sad. It's sad.
It really
is. It's completely unnecessary. Encourage me and I will win. And then therefore you win. It's bonkers. It's flat out bonkers.
Join me in my latest tactic that has delighted me. You get in the chat room and you start guessing the wrong movies on purpose. Okay, these motherfuckers are cheating. So if we can get them to say our stupid ass guess, then we go, see, look at this motherfucker.
Please do that.
That's what I do.
Yes. Oh, right. You can make up movies.
Mm-hmm.
You making up movies.
Yes, yeah. Make up movies.
One of the right answers.
Let's make up like three movies right now, and then like it'll be like a what do you call like an Easter egg for us?
Armageddon yes, 2.
All right.
No. That's a real
Armageddon
thing.
2. If you ended up saying Armageddon 2, it's not because Agenda's Clues made you think of Armageddon.
Yeah, is there even an Armageddon? Yeah.
No.
It can't be an Armageddon 2, right? I wouldn't even have a sequel to that.
They're like, we need you to drill again, you goofy motherfuckers.
Passion of the Christ 2.
Right.
The Jews are at it again.
And then they catch themselves like, Passion of the Christ 2. No, it can't be that, right? I was just thinking out loud. Anyways.
You guys are fucking with me.
Oh, yeah. How about one could be Boom Boom Room?
The okay.
Boom Boom.
Okay. Right?
I'm writing these down for two Saturdays from now.
Elf on the Shelf. If she says anything about a kid's movie, it's not. What a coincidence, Kendra. Who is this? Effie Bailey I'm talking to?
Yeah, him OJ did no it! Movies.
And they won't come up with Elf on a Shelf. And coincidentally, somebody made up Elf on a Shelf. And there is a movie.
Could one of them be Put a Boogie in It?
Put a Boogie in It.
How do you make a tissue dance?
There's no way.
No, but she wants that. Could you make limericks and jokes and see if we can get them to say it?
No,
can we get the whole punchline?
There could be a movie.
See if you could keep tricking a liar. And do one, like, how do you make a Kleenex dance, Paramount Pictures, and then see if you can get them to go, you put a boogie in it.
Yes.
Oh, my God. If we get the whole chat room at the same time to say the same thing, somebody is going to steal the answer, and it will be like, you fucking cheater.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Piece of shit. Armageddon 2 for real?
Mm-hmm.
No, I think that's a good goal, is to get them to say the first
A full paragraph.
Yes.
Get the fuck out of it. If that works, I'll turn off the silent trailers.
Is it hello? Nice to meet you. I'm a good man. Just looking for the one. Any of these? Hello?
Is your refrigerator running? I don't know, y'all.
Is it I'm a piece of shit? Wait a minute. It can't be, right? Something my dad saw. It made me think of it.
It's the best.
I feel like, speaking of Vincent, the aforementioned Vincent,
mm-hmm.
I feel like he's tricking me.
How so?
You know, because he's like, I'm racist. Everybody knows I'm racist. Even the black people I hang out with know I'm racist. I feel like he's tricking me. So then when he does some racist shit, he can be like, everybody knows Vincent. You know, right. Like, hey, you don't get away with it because you're pre-warning me.
Right. Well, it's the same as saying boys will be boys. It's like, did you just give everybody a pass because we should expect shitty things from them?
Yeah.
Completely. Yes. Yeah. Nobody's buying it. Just
not tricking me, Vincent. Don't be racist. All right.
Done.
Going forward from this point on, no more racism.
And I can't tell you if I'm going to.
You can't trick me shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, there is. No joke. There's a you can't trick me shirt now.
Yes.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
A lot of sense, actually.
Also, you might not hear the email that responds to what you just said, but assume we have it.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm assuming you're screening it for my, because it probably is, he's probably losing What Can You Say? You know what I mean?
Right.
imagine if that letter that the person wrote that was angry with y'all about Israel versus Palestine,
mm-hmm.
imagine if it was accurate. Like, what kind of show would y'all have if y'all were the show that was just like, yeah, man, fuck it, man. We like chocolate milk. I don't know what to tell you, dog. Like, these motherfuckers need to die. Chocolate milk in a bag is that good. That's what the fuck. I am Hemda, and that is what I said and what I believe. See you tomorrow, Keith and the girl.
I'm not even talking about Hamas's baby shields. I'm talking about if there's a baby in the house and we hit them.
Yeah.
Okay. There's chocolate milk. And by the way, if that is us just picking a side because chocolate milk in a bag is so good, try your damnedest to find it because it might be pretty fucking good.
Please send it to my house. It is that good. Also, there's a chocolate milk in a bag shirt.
It's like
that's true too. No joke.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a long week.
Y'all really did some work. Y'all did a lot. I don't think there was a week off at all.
So shout out to Newsy also. Who
it's did chocolate work. Milk in the bag on the left, and then on the right side, it's Palestinian children burning alive.
and y'all in the middle, like, with your hands shrugged.
We don't know right from wrong.
How do we know? It's difficult. Like, imagine you listen to this show for years.
Yeah.
And that's what you write in. That's what you write in. Hey, guys, fuck you. I know that you're really secretly pieces of shit. And you just like chocolate milk.
Assholes. They'll do anything for fucking chocolate milk, these guys.
Oh, man. But yeah, that was kind of sad.
Yeah.
Keith brought up something that was also kind of sad.
Always. Oh, there's Bummer News shirt.
There is a Bummer News shirt. As well, no joke. Keith's Bummer News. Guys, y'all thought of everything. Yeah.
It's Newsy.
Listen, okay. these are the clutch phrases of the Keeping the Girl world, and they need to be out here, and we need to be representing. We'll need to see these on our bodies.
Please look for the leggings. You cannot miss them. They are magic. Okay, continue.
Keith, I think we discovered in this episode that are you Kyle's boyfriend or her storage?
Right? Just, you know what's funny?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so she's like, oh, I'm like, oh, do you need this? It could be anything. It could be she records her podcast, Shut Up, Mommy's Talking, from my place, and she'll like take some notes, and I go, oh, do you need this? She's like, keep it. Like, where? I'm throwing it away. I'm like, I am telling you, when you leave, I will throw it away. Okay. All right. I get, keys or whatever. Not keys to her place, like a fob to her gym, but it probably doesn't work anymore. But she doesn't want to be the one to throw it out. It's like, so what do you do? Meanwhile, she loves to throw my shit out. I don't know what this is called, like a poof, but it's an ottoman, right? Mm-hmm. It's a pretty cool thing. We got a certain amount from a sponsor, so I'm playing Wheel of Fortune, you know, back in the old days, and you know, figuring out how much money can I spend, what should I get? I get this thing based on her. Now she's like, how about that? Should we throw that out? You picked it, A. B, I use it. C, who gives a shit? Why would, why? It's in your way? Why? Because you don't use it. You don't live here.
It is the slow, like gentrification of your house.
Yeah, she loves to, people love throwing things out. And I understand that. Theirs. But they love, right, but it's not yours. Take care of your, side of the street.
Care's the opposite. Whenever there's a bunch of shit in here, I'm like, this shit can all go because we both don't use it.
Right.
And she just was like, no, that, like, a listener sent us this 7 years ago. And I'm just like, when are you going to open it back up, read it? It's not useful. It was Merry Christmas or whatever. Or it's these Funko Pops. They're like toys that you don't play with.
Right.
Why? What is the point of those toys? It's not like a video game. I use those. You know what I mean? It's just sitting there on a shelf. Covering up where I could be organizing my books or my DVDs or some shit. It's just, but I just want a happy house, so we don't throw anything out.
Oh, and she, by the way, for her being one of these people who loves to throw shit out, you can get her on any fucking scam. She just bought a cat bed that, because it has a top to it. So it's like a sleeping bag. And she bought the 2-cent description of like, this is the mom's inner belly, whatever bullshit. And of course not. It's bought and the cat likes a stupid box, instead.
Easy in, easy out, man.
Throw that out.
Yeah,
Karen Fan was on her show talking about one of those jade rollers and laughing at herself about how stupid she was to buy that, a roller, like you roll your face like it's dough.
Mm-hmm.
She heard all that. She bought one. No, it was a negative ad, honey. They said no.
She's like, I have to see how it doesn't work as well.
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't work.
Right.
Oh, well, I'll just put this at Keith's house.
You want to see it?
I have that trouble also, but I've come to do this. First of all, now I've convinced myself to enjoy throwing things out. But if I can't, I will say to Xerxes, this I know. I don't know how to use it. I don't know when to use it. I know it has to be thrown out. I can't do it. So if it goes in the garbage, you're going to have to do it. Sort of like giving him permission, but I have to walk away from it because it's scary. Number two is earlier when Keith was referenced Wheel of Fortune. That was the old Wheel of Fortune. Mm-hmm. Do you know what he was referencing?
Dalmatian is $1,000. It's ceramic. You had so much money and you had to just you had to pick your prizes just right to get the maximum value.
Do you remember this, Rod?
Uh-uh.
Okay, so if you, at the end of a round on Wheel of Fortune, if you, let's say, at the end of the round had $10,500 and you get to keep that because it's the end of the round, but you don't take it home as money, what you do is you now look through and they put the person, the contestant, in a bubble in the corner, and you got to look through a room full of things.
They go kind of fast. If you're not fast enough and it's off the screen, you can't go back and buy it.
So I'll take the boat for, not the boat, the TV for 500. I'll take this. And it has to add up to your amount or less, and you have to pick on that. So you go shopping as soon as the round is over.
Right. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's been a while. So I remember that now, but God, that's...
And what a scam, because you know they got the stuff for free. It was an ad. Yeah.
And like, you know, free vacation, right, or whatever the fuck. Plus, you got to pay taxes on that shit if you get some physical shit anyway. But yeah, I do. I guess we can do the segment now. I know it's early in the show, but the good man trying to please this woman segment. Mm-hmm. I had a nightmare last week. So we were... I love the NBA playoffs, okay? Mm-hmm. Big fan. Love the NBA. My favorite sport.
It goes on all year. It's fun. Yeah.
It's the best. It's the fucking
When the fuck
best.
Does that... And this is the final thing, and this guy, and both of them are out. And I'm like, how can they both be out? Because now it's the final thing, this guy and this guy. What the fuck?
No, it's just an excuse to all pretend we're not dying slowly, right? But I enjoy it. It's a great distraction. So there was this big pivotal game that I wanted to watch. We did everything. We did all our work for the day. And it was like late at night. And it was just time, like 10 o'clock, the game was starting. I was like, oh, yeah, it's fucking on. And then Karen goes, what do you want to eat? And I was like, I don't know. It's 10 o'clock. Aren't we kind of done with that for the day? Like, didn't we do it? Right. And she's like, I'm hungry. And I'm like, well, you know what? Love of my life. Whatever you want. You know, let's go get something. And she's like, I want some fast food because everything's closed because it's Charlotte, North Carolina. Right. And so I'm like, all right, cool. Let's go to Wendy's or whatever. All the Wendy's apparently have lines around the fucking building because I guess everyone's doing like maybe DoorDash or they're not still not going to restaurants. I don't know. But the lines are around the building. So now I'm missing Luka Doncic hit like threes over Kawhi Leonard. I know these sound like Star Wars names, but and
here's a weird question. Does Karen drive?
I drive. I always drive. Okay.
But she doesn't. Does she have a license?
She could drive herself. Okay. She could do this without me.
And I feel like,
you know, I knew from the way she asked the question him that I was driving. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
It was very much like, what are we going to eat? It's like, oh, this is a both of us thing. So
I'm sorry, neither here nor there. Luca's from Slovenia, right?
I think so. I don't know where he's from. He's from one of them European countries.
Like 6'7"? Pretty tall. Yeah.
Pretty dope white dude. Okay. One of my favorite bad white boy, as I call him.
Other things that might interest you include the Clippers? Is that correct?
That might interest me, yes.
Okay.
Kawhi Leonard and the Clippers.
All right, just remembering. Okay.
Yeah. You're just so sharp over there. You have a computer-like brain.
Thank you.
I'm going to start calling you Google. That's just how sharp you are. But anyway, so we go to like a bunch of Wendy's. All the Wendy's are shitty because they're full, except for one Wendy's, which is empty. And at the same time that everyone was full. So it's like, oh, shit, we lucked out. But guess why they were empty? Because the people inside were doing such shitty service. Wow. Everyone was pulling off.
Wow.
They had just decided, like, boycott. Like, I don't know, fight for 15 or whatever. But they was like, we ain't doing it, you know? They're like, they waited like 10. We waited 10 minutes because I'm so patient for them to even be like, welcome to Wendy's.
What?
And that 10 minutes was after no one was in front of us. And that was me going, hello? Is our? And they were like, yeah, wait a minute. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, we waited a few more minutes, and then he goes, y'all ready to order? Uh-huh. And I was like, I looked over at Karen, like, are we doing this? And she was like, yeah, let me get a – he was like, wait a minute. Again. And I just was like, all right, it's been 15, 20 minutes. Whatever's going on in there, we shouldn't even eat this.
Right.
And so we drive off, and the car in front of us still hadn't been served. Like, they were still sitting at the drive window,
right.
And they had been there for at least 20 minutes.
Oh, my God.
We pulled up. Right. So finally, we're like, all right, drive to another area of town. Right.
How far are all these places?
Too far, Hemda. Too far. I've been in the car for fucking a long time. A long time.
He's ready to cry.
Not counting the weight. So then we get to this other place, right? And that Wendy's is around the fucking thing too. And I'm like, wait, next to this Wendy's, there's a place with no line. A place that Karen on our podcast many times has said she loves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The same word she told me when we got married, loves. And it's Arby's that I hate. I don't eat. I'm like, Arby's is terrible. Right. How is it even in business?
Agreed.
There's never a line. What the fuck? It's a drug laundering organization, obviously.
I was driving with my brother. He was driving me. I met him somewhere, and he was driving me to Pennsylvania to see our parents. And he's doing all the driving. And still, I had to be like, now, this is the one place we can't stop at. But
no
thank
one.
You. Right.
I
the
never had
don't
Arby's.
Fool me.
But I walked into one time and I was like, no. Yeah. And I left.
No, how are they in business?
I don't know. I don't even
None
know.
None of
what
us
they
have
do.
Ever talked about this together before. And all three of us have no stories. Isn't that interesting? At any rate, so there's no line. And I say, oh, your favorite place that you love. Let's just go there. There's not even a line.
Right.
This is a miracle. We can get back. We can watch the rest of the game. I don't want no Arby's.
Who are you?
She don't want no Arby's.
I hear you.
Right.
I hear you loud and
fucking then she
clap.
Got mad at me that I was just like, well, what the fuck? Like,
right.
Isn't that? What do we do now? What do we do now? A book by Keith and the Girl.
You crashed the fucking car. That was chapter three. My girl likes, she likes throwing stuff out, she loves buying things. And she loves buying things, especially that she thinks will help me organize. So she buys some. I just threw this out the other day, but I had it in my corner for months. She bought something for my closet, but I didn't know. I don't remember. Does my closet have a bar? Does my, you know, how could you hook things onto this closet? It needs to be a certain way. Well, if it's not right, we'll take it back. Guess what? Never got taken back, of course. What's $70 for an organizational thing? It felt so good to throw out, and I respect money. But, you know, it's done. It's been okay, I got fucked.
It's like everything is a tent when you go camping.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it's staying at your house.
Yeah, but it's a tent
now.
I didn't ask for. Right.
Right. And it's staying at your house.
Right.
You're where Kyle throws away her tents, is what I'm saying.
Right.
Anyway, what was the poll for this episode?
The poll was who won the basketball game? Between the Mavericks and the Clippers.
The Clippers won game 7, if that's the one you're referring to, by about 15 points.
Okay, good.
I love this sport, Keith.
Oh, I'm just remembering, yeah.
Forward right in the
The poll was based on this listener who was a fan of the show, but all of a sudden couldn't listen anymore because we didn't know about Israel versus Palestine. Have you been mad at Keith and or Henda? Ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
43% say yes. They've been mad at
That's
one of us.
Fair.
Only 43%?
Right, exactly. Exactly.
I really thought that would be higher.
Mad?
I've been mad at Keith and or Hemda.
Yeah, but you know us.
They know us more than our parents
do. I mean, let me ask you, Keith, is there, you know, like Howard Stern, have you ever been
Never.
Like?
Never.
Nothing?
Never.
Opie and Anthony?
Never mad. I quit listening to Opie and Anthony because they would fight with each other and then not explain what happened. And I'm like, well, now I'm not getting an honest show. That's why I stopped listening. But I wasn't mad. It was just a shame. And then soon their show was over. It ran its course. Howard Stern's shat on podcasts saying it's not real. Well, you're a goofball. You're either saying that because you're an old man now. You don't understand what it is. Or you also just want to be clear. You're on top. And so, you know, shit on a whole genre. Who gives a fuck? It didn't make me mad.
I guess if I think about it, it didn't make me mad. Yeah.
I think it might be the definition of mad here.
Yeah.
Like, that's probably what it is. Because there's been times where I listen to some shit and I'm just like, oh, these motherfuckers, not today. And it's just like, you know, you come back later and you're like, all right, that, you know, either that's better or you don't come back. But I don't know. I feel like I've been mad before listening to the show because y'all get into it, man. Like, y'all talk about shit people don't talk about. So, you know, I feel like everybody has, I mean, 3,411 episodes.
Yeah.
I would hope everybody has at least one episode where they're like, get the fuck. You know,
I'll take it as a compliment. You know, if it ruined your day, then it was powerful.
And if we came back, because if they're still, that means they came back. If they're doing that poll, y'all made them mad and they said, you know what? I still have more faith in Keith and Hemda than whatever this one disagreement is that I have. And I'm just going to write them emails now. So whatever. Episode 3,412.
Yes, sir.
American Crisis. Maddie Smith was a guest. Mm-hmm. Love her. Mm-hmm. She's always a ball of energy and she's always so fun. Rolling with the punches. Hey, and you don't have to do lightning round.
Yeah. Right. And we've been having Maddie Smith on for a few years now, sporadically. And if you listen back, she has gotten more and more right on point. Does that make sense? Like mm-hmm. she's faster, sharper, funnier, more revealing, just right in there. I think she's grown a lot. And if you look at her career right now, she's grown a lot. She's taken advantage of being in a place, you know, like she is on Wildin' Out and she started a podcast during the pandemic and she seems to be moving forward without getting angry at other people and all that stuff.
And I could see a guest, you know, because this just happened on a show we're about to put out, the really reserved, even though it's all about that person. Mm-hmm. Maddie, I could see if you had a lesser person, me going, so let me just catch people up with Nick Cannon and his anti-Semitism and his subsequent apology. She didn't try to jump in and go, well, that's not really my business. She didn't get nervous. No, it's literally your business because you're on Wildin' Out. And I'm just saying, I'm not putting you on the spot. I'm just saying some facts. It's a joy that it shouldn't be, but it's a joy that, you know, it doesn't create a problem. Of course, it's just a thing that happened. It happened. Let's address it. And I appreciate that.
Last time she was on kind of during the controversy. And you were like, what do you think of that? And I think she said something like, yeah, he said a lot of shit, didn't he?
Right.
and she was like, yeah, that's what he said. And she was like, I may or may not have a job. That's what my side is.
Right.
Like, because this guy is saying it and people are responding, I don't know if I have a job. I don't have another perspective.
Yeah. And also, like, I think everyone understands what it's like to be employed. And so mm-hmm. it's like, we don't expect you to go on Keith and the Girl and burn all the bridges in the industry and lose your job. Like, you know what? No, I'm glad you brought it up. Fuck Nick Cannon and fuck MTV and Viacom. Right. Everybody can suck my dick. I'm Maddie Smith and I hope they hear this shit. Like, you know, I think it's perfectly fine for people to understand, like, one, it has to come up. It's a pop culture show and this is part of what is literally part of your life.
I'm not telling you to shit on him. I just want to hear, where were you when you saw it pop up on your phone and where did you shit your pants? That's all I need. Yeah.
And she made jokes about it. You know what I mean? Like, I thought that was cool. And of course, the other thing that a lot of comedians will do a lot of times is like immediately start making excuses or like trying to find a way to like low-key like agree like, oh, well, you know, Jewish people, they do have some things, you know, let's think about that. And it's like, you don't have to do this. You're not his PR person. But she was super cool about it. I love the phrase.
Oh, and she's going to be on the next Silent Trailers next week. Okay. Boom. Wow. All of this today. Listen,
get it on a t-shirt. Yeah. Is there
no
a Silent Trailers t-shirt?
No fucking joke, Rod. Yes, there
is. I know there has to. Listen, I'm just here to promote, okay? I know you don't watch basketball, but I'm just throwing alley-oops. Y'all dunk the shit. I love the phrase, raw dog in the world. That was just, that is how it feels when you're out here without a mask. You're like, she's like, I don't know if I'm ready to be raw dog in the world. I was like, yeah. John Mulaney dumping his wife fresh out of rehab. All
right.
I mean, kind of a compliment. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, listen, I'm getting myself together. I've been making some bad decisions. And these are my fresh new decisions. And
obviously, those bad decisions were you.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Here, go do whatever you want. And then it's hard to hate because, like, Olivia Munn is so fine.
Right.
So then, like, you know, it's an extra level of, like, yeah, but come on. It's Olivia Munn. Like, no one's looking down on you, ma'am. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, if it was somebody else that we looked down on, like if he was just hanging out with somebody that was like really fucked up or problematic, we'd be like, oh, really? Jeez, John's just spiraling out of control. Olivia Munn, you can be like, oh, what the fuck was I supposed to do? It's Olivia Munn. Like, give me a fucking break.
But also, like, I don't know, not to be a teachable moment, but if somebody out of rehab is like, no, not you, and pre-rehab was like 100% you, right, you might want to look at you.
Yeah.
And maybe this is the right decision for him because he's a shithead continuing his shithead life. Either way, he's probably making a good decision for everybody.
Probably good news, right?
Yeah.
Probably
yeah.
good news. I love what Maddie said. Male comedians are always sketch, especially the nice ones. And I was like, Keith didn't take offense to that? That's like, how do you feel about it, Keith, as a nice male comedian?
That got me mad. Well, comedians,
no more Maddie Smith.
Comedians say I'm not a comedian, so I didn't take offense.
I figured you'd say that. I should have wrote it down as my guess so I could have showed it to you.
For proof. Yeah, whatever.
I like how everyone in the fake wedding story that the woman threw for herself took her word for it when she was like, and it worked.
Yeah.
You're a liar. You threw a fake wedding. And then I went to his house and he was like, I want you back. Oh my God, it worked. And then I said, no, I will not be back with you. Like, this is all fake, you liar.
Oh boy. That's not even a good novel. Ugh.
Right.
Yeah. What was a lie wedding person supposed to say? Shout out to the bridesmaids that spent that money. I bet she lied to them too.
Right. They thought it was real, right?
Yeah. It's like they're just waiting for the guy to come down the aisle. Like, we don't even fucking know this dude. What is she doing?
It probably was real. He said no afterwards and she went, it was never real. Huh? It made you jealous.
Can I have my gift back?
Right.
I love that the government gives breaks to people in a marriage, but not to single people who have to do it all themselves. Like, how does this, why are we encouraging this behavior? People don't get along. Why don't you tie yourself together forever? Not for like a driver's license amount where you have to renew and we have to check your eyesight. Just forever.
And the way we're getting money if we get the vaccine, that should warn you about marriage. We'll give you a tax break if you guys get married. Like, why wouldn't we just want to? Just, you can save some fucking money.
And don't even get me started on kids. Right. I mean, they're giving people like money for having kids. This is ridiculous. We're encouraging all the wrong behaviors. Keith also brought up T.I.
Yes.
To Maddie and Nick Cannon. This is in the category of why I love y'all show. I definitely wanted to know, would have been scared to ask. Like, just me personally, I'm like, fuck, how could this week go? I would think about how it's going to go bad or how, you know, it's going to be uncomfortable or whatever. And Keith asked, and I'm like, thank God he asked. Yes. What do you think? Because T.I. is accused of 17 rapes. Right. We should definitely hear your point of view on this. So thank you for asking.
Good. Thank you. It did seem necessary, especially that it was the first show of the season. And I'm like, I do want to bring this up.
Yeah,
I'll thank you in general because I know sometimes I let you die that death.
Yeah,
I definitely am like, I do want us to ask this. And, you know, I would maybe find another way of roundabout. And speaking of Keith, it's like, let's talk about T.I. Let me just read his rap sheet real quick. Just catch people up.
I love the good cop, bad. I love the good cop, bad cop. Like, Keith asked that question, and him to kind of deflate the tension by letting us all know, like, this is happening. We all recognize that Keith is asking the, like, wow, just put it right on out there. Anyway, we all do want to know.
Yeah, so. Sometimes I'll pile on Keith, too. He'll be like, and I'm like, wow, Keith, okay. And I'm like, whatever, I'm still waiting for the answer. Yeah,
we still want to know. So,
like Maddie
thank
goes,
you for asking. Fuck you for asking.
Maddie goes, actually, I like Montel Williams better than Montel Jordan. I'm like, here's why you don't.
Let me tell you why they're both kind of a piece of shit. The Borat bonus stuff sounds less funny than Bad Trip. Okay, Bad Trip. This is an endorsement for the movie Bad Trip, everybody, on Netflix right now, starring Eric Andre and Lil Rel. Eric Andre would have definitely put his dick in one of their faces. And
right.
That would have been better than making Hillary Clinton waste her fucking time talking to those pieces of shit.
I'll speak through Xerxes because I saw some of the clips because he showed them to me and I was like, "Yeah, we kind of saw this," and that was my report back.
Of the new Borat stuff, right?
Yeah, it's sort of like the deleted scenes. Right. I was like, "Ah, you were right to delete it." However, he's been watching that sort of series of when Borat stayed with that conspiracy theorist people, and he is like, "Holy shit." They just show them stuff and they're like, oh, okay.
Right.
And it's as if they actually seen it. And they did when Hillary sent a message when the thing was shut off, they go, I really just hate her.
Yeah, I hate that bitch.
Wow.
Yeah, still hate her. Still hate her. There's like the word still. Yep, still hate her. Like maybe even what she's saying is right and she doesn't eat babies. God, I still fucking hate her. What can I tell you? The end.
Yeah. Even though it seems when Borat said a lot of shit about women and females, they were convincing him, no, women are equal. Yeah, they're the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So I think it sounds like that stuff is more interesting than the stuff that I saw.
Yeah. Well, I still think blowing a gorilla in front of a bunch of people is hilarious.
I'm just amazed they get everybody to sign after that. Like, oh, yeah, I'll sign this. I'm a big fucking idiot and thought that somebody went in, got ass raped by a gorilla, then left, thank God, oops, left her phone, went back in again to get mouth raped by a gorilla. And you're like, oh, you totally had me. I'll sign this. Oh my God, your kids rule the roost now, you fucking idiot.
It's like the magic trick thing, I think, for black people. Cause like it's a lot of black people that signed off in the show. So I feel like it's like when David Blaine does a magic. You're like, I was part of that. That was nice.
Right.
You know, go ahead and use it, man. You got me. It was funny as shit. Like, we were thinking you were crazy as fuck.
Right.
And I guess this is better than what we thought was happening. It's also like, I think one of the reasons it works is because most of the audience that they trick are black people. And black people have the best reactions to shit.
Right.
Like, when they come in a restaurant and like Tiffany Haddish threatens, like, if you see these two motherfuckers, I'm gonna kill them. I swear to God, like all this shit. And they're like, whoa, what was wrong with that? Or she's crazy or whatever. And then Eric Andre comes strolling and like, let's get some breakfast or whatever. And they're just like, y'all need to get the fuck out of here. That woman's coming to kill you. Like, that I was like, I don't know, that it's something about it made it funnier that it was a bunch of black people that did it.
By the way, what a bunch of the turncoats. Whoever they were in front of, they were on that person's side. Then the killer, Tiffany Haddish, comes back in. They're like, he's over there on the right. Like, mother, you just told him to hide, but you can't help yourself and tell him where blah, blah, blah.
And then that one lady, when she's telling Tiffany Haddish, the guy next to her is like, what the fuck? We were just on their side.
Right.
Like, why are you doing this? She's going to kill them.
Right.
Oh, man. So good. And the one guy that broke her to peace out of nowhere. Like, what a nice person he must be. I would have walked past those two motherfuckers fighting at that car crash. Like, good luck. And he was like, y'all are brothers. Y'all do not need to be fighting out here. This is what they want. And I was like, what a nice guy.
I liked when Tiffany was, and they bring this up, you know, after the movie, the little behind the scenes, but Tiffany's hanging Eric Andre off of a roof, and the people that are watching, there happens to be a food truck right there, and they're just eating. Like, then later in the outtakes, Tiffany's like, okay, but you were just eating your shit staring.
the other one, they were giving people megaphones, and they were like, you know, don't do it. You know, God wouldn't want this. You know, baby, please. And she's like, I'm going to drop him anyway. And it's like, oh, no, because think of you'll go to prison. I don't give a fuck about prison. And it's they just like one woman in the corner eating tacos like,
yeah.
Oh, my God, he's going to die. Anyway, it's a great movie. Anyway, Hillary versus some people that think she eats babies reminded me of Dr. Fauci versus Joe Rogan. I feel like that's America now. It's just expert, dummy, meat. Go fight.
You know people are eating babies. It's almost the way I feel about people that say they believe in ghosts. It's like you're not down now dedicating your fucking life to ghosts. How do you believe these people are eating babies? And you go, what can I do about it? Well, you could storm a Capitol. Like, I would storm something if I really thought the Clintons were eating babies.
Yes. There's a guy in another country who's like, they're Dr. Fauci. And he's been in hiding for 3 weeks in a fucking safe house because him and his family are threatened because there's a guy who thinks who's anti-vax and he's the best sniper in their military and he's gone missing and he's just trying to kill them. That is not something I just made up. I read that on the show yesterday and was like, this is so insane. This can't be real. But it goes to Keith's point, which is, if you actually do think this guy made up coronavirus or some shit, why aren't you trying to kill him? If you think the lockdowns are really just all bullshit and he put his money where his mouth is and went and got his gun and was like, I'll fix it. And everybody's like, whoa, we were just mad. We had to wear masks. Calm down. He's like, nope, I got it, guys. Putting on my war paint. See you later. Going to the woods with my gun.
Well, idiots are just told what to think. It's like, hey, you're on our side. We know that by the idiot flags you have. It was the virus came from a lab after all. Okay. Remember the hoax? Now you know it's from a lab. That makes sense too.
So also Kemba, the fuck? I'm better than that. Kemba got the shot from an anti-vaxxer.
I did.
Yeah, right?
What the fuck? We are so fucked.
Oh my God.
Oh, we're so fucked. That's like, imagine when you got your knee hurt and the knee surgeon's like, this is some bullshit anyway, but we're going to go ahead and try to get these ligaments together, girl. Good luck. What the fuck?
And she's a nurse. I couldn't. But yeah. It's not just that. Like, I don't know. Just keep your mouth shut. You're already doing it.
Right.
Yeah. And this is like your job. You probably get like an extra $5 for each stick. I don't know. Just do it.
And now do you have to go to the same place to get your second shot? Maybe get her again.
Yes, but
can you request her?
who works it? Like real dummy, says dumb things. This high.
The vaccine made me sleepy too. So the first shot especially made me sleepy. Yeah. I heard the second was the one that's supposed to be like the worst for some people, but that one was not as bad as the first one. Was just like, go your ass to bed. I was like, okay. Thank you, vaccine.
Thank you for your permission.
What was the poll for this one?
The poll was based on an email. This woman, Jessica, said, I'm 36 years old. Should I start smoking pot? 93% say yes. Start smoking, Jessica.
Yeah. Why would they say no?
Here's honestly, the thing. It's even for like, should I start smoking? Smoke one time. That's not a start of anything. That's not a habit.
Right. I don't tell people I started running because I ran to catch the bus.
Should you smoke a puff? That's what you should decide. Right. And then go to bed after. It's fine.
I would like to smoke weed. I don't know what to do to get into it because I'm not, versed in the illegal arts here. I had a dude DM me from another, on Facebook to be like, man, I own a weed supply place. I can mail you some weed discreetly to Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm like, is this like the trap? Is this how it works? Or am I about to be like Rod Morrow, podcaster, federal time? This motherfucker was moving weight or what? Like, what the fuck? Is this how it works? How do you get into the secret weed place?
There's not like a Xerxes or Chemda around you where you go, where do you get your shit?
No, I gotta find, I don't know. I gotta, that's what I gotta do.
There's always a cousin. You don't have a cousin?
Yeah, definitely got cousins. I feel like I would be the undercover cop feeling person because I'm so out of the game. I would like two weeds, please. And they're just like, no, motherfucker, this is a trap. Nice try, Rod. We know you don't do this.
You're wearing a nope shirt.
Yeah. Yeah. It says, underneath it says dare. Episode 3413. This is great news with Courtney McGinnis.
Yes.
Oh. Courtney McGinnis, am I right?
Always a great guest.
Oh, sweetheart.
another person that genuinely seems up for anything on the show and has a rhythm of like been on the show enough times where it's just like it's like a third person just sitting in the studio, you know what I mean? Like, oh, she's always on the show. And then she did talk about her sexual assault on this episode, which, you know, once again, this show is you just never know what you're gonna get with Keith and the Girl, because it's not like that was the point of the show, or like this is like, you know, well, Courtney, you got something to say. It's just like she just felt safe and shout out to Keith's bummer news, angry enough to be like, yeah, let's talk about this thing. So that was really cool. And especially with her saying, like, even her people from back home don't know about this story, you know. And I think it's kind of important for people to hear that shit, because the way that the way that people imagine how sexual assault affects somebody's life and the way it does, mm-hmm. and the kind of people they think get sexually assaulted and stuff, like the stigma, breaking that stigma is super important for people to see, like, wait, Courtney, you know, why? Okay, so she didn't even tell her folks back home, and this guy's somewhere just living his life, possibly. Nobody knows the thing that he said at school about her.
I think that's what, because people are like, oh, rape, that's the worst thing that could happen to a woman. But the worst thing comes from the not talking about it, the denying it, and then it piles on trauma on top of trauma, because I think you can get over it. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, there's a lot of things that happen to us that are terrible throughout life, but this is the one that, you know, is taboo on top of taboo on top of taboo on top of, like, wrong information. And then also you have, I know why she doesn't tell the people back home, if it's anything close to like what I'm thinking. My mother, my whole life was like, that's the worst thing that can happen. Careful of your drink when you're in a place. Careful of a dude if you're in a room alone. It could be this person's father that, you know, has been treated like every time I go out, you know, you're going to get raped. You're going to get raped. You're going to get raped. Mm-hmm. I would hate for my mother to find out that the worst thing she thought possible that could happen to me. Never mind that, like, I can gauge what the worst thing and where it is and how to feel about it. I don't want her to hear that.
Yep. And you catch the judgment for it. You know what I mean? And in this case, the guy goes to school and tells everybody, like, kind of gets, quote unquote, ahead of the story, so that even if she were to say something, he could be like, no, this is just how women get, you know, she didn't say that when, you know, so that's all. I think it's just cool to contextualize how those things happen, because I think, you know, it's easy for folks to just be like, rape is something that happens in the alley or to strangers and or to, you know, whatever the fuck.
And also, by the way, this might sound very trivial or weird as a response, but if she hears from you guys on social media saying like, thanks for sharing or what a fun show, it's always good to hear you on the show. That does sort of solidify, like, oh, good, I'm glad I said it. I'm not, you know, like, this was welcomed. It was part of the show, and I didn't like, because it's so vulnerable after. You probably, like, cry or feel zhuzhed up, you know, like, shaken a little bit no matter what and how fun it is. So reach out to people when they affect you.
And make sure you check out our rape t-shirt.
Yeah. Oh, y'all made one of those?
You know, I thought it, and then I let Keith say it. Right. I was, yep. Go ahead, Keith. Come on, Keith.
I don't know about wearing the Rape Corner t-shirt out of context. That might only wear that to Keith and the Girl Week, guys, events. You need to be among people that know where it came from.
There's none, to be clear. I don't want people to think there's 17 fucking thousand pictures on this shirt. Is it here somewhere? No, it's being silly.
And then she's married to Casey James Salenko. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And then I love hearing how supportive he was, because I always picture him as like Mr. Peanut Butter in my mind. I don't know why, but he gives me that vibe.
Yes. Yes. Oh, my God. Yes.
I don't know Mr. Peanut Butter, but like real simple.
It's positive.
Could be seen as it has a simple element, you must admit, but like, lucky go, what's the phrase?
Yeah.
Lucky is as lucky goes.
Oh, I'll tell you, almost like toxic positivity.
Okay.
Mm. Where it's like, oh, it's almost like borderline, this is actually bad. Like, but nah, that was super dope. Like, I was like, oh, shit. Okay, Casey, I'll see you, you know. I love it.
So sweet.
Keith is having a time trying to get rid of ladies and gents out of his vocabulary.
It's
yeah. Can you imagine that someone really like got mad at the show and stopped fucking with you because you couldn't get rid of it.
They should be able to see, like you did, how hard it is. Like, you should be mad. I'm really trying.
You chocolate bag milk motherfuckers. Here you go again. You're doing it on purpose. Right.
You know. It's like they changed the word hello, and I'm trying.
I think, you know what? Did I say this already? I don't want to say it's an honor to meet anybody, and I have landed on it by mistake.
Mm. Now, why do you not want to say it?
Because they could be in anything.
It's not as accurate as I want it to be. It's a pleasure. It feels like an honor, but it's...
I don't want them to be too happy.
It feels like a deity in that moment.
Ah, okay.
And also, what if I don't mean it? What if it's an honor in everybody else's eyes... And I just learned about you. I don't know. It's an
picture. There's things
feels
we
weird.
Instead of saying I recommend this guy's documentary, I go. So again, they have a documentary. I'll do that.
Yeah. So you worked hard on it, huh? I have a my friend. She's an author. She wrote like this amazing book. Well, we make jokes because once you become an author, you get on this list, and it's this thing of like, hey, can you write a blurb about my book? And it's like, no one has time to read all these fucking books. You know, they're like, can you blurb this in 3 days or some shit? It's like, I'm not reading 600 pages of your life in 3 days. So now I'm just endorsing shit I haven't read, you know?
Right.
And so since she's on the inside, we know which books have the blurbs where you're like, they didn't read that shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So like, they come up with creative ways to not read it, but still like, you know, Michael is today's Langston, whatever, like this is the today's James Baldwin, but for yesterday's pop culture. And you're just like, oh, this person didn't read anything.
All right. I liked this a lot, but it wasn't the final draft. So what do I know? Enjoy.
Yeah. Hey, don't sue me about it. So we make jokes from time to time when she gets our thing. I was like, you should just send back like it was a book. They had lots of pages. There were interesting thoughts.
They should write it for that person since everyone's being so lazy, you know?
Yeah, like, just give me a thing to sign. Fuck it. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like if you're writing Keith, write it in his voice. You know what it is. Yeah. If it's funny enough. Or if it's like, oh, I could just punch it up by putting the right grammar. That'll thrill him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I would like to say stuff like, wow, a whole book. Wow, you did that.
And here it is.
This is, hey, it's crazy to me too. Rod Morrow. do y'all believe that Courtney has been drinking a lot less when she said that she's been drinking a lot less?
Yes.
Keith?
I don't want to correct Hemda, right? She says yes, it's yes. I guess so, since you brought it up in the first place, but Les is still enjoying life, you know?
Yeah. And Hemda, I like that you went for it and was like asking about the pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
You're just is it possible it could be pregnancy? I was like, mm-hmm. Ooh, I never know how that's going to land. I'm always like nervous to, you could be.
That's where I fuck up.
You could be third trimester with like septuplets. I will never ask you if you're pregnant. I fucked up one time in my life and was like, yeah, I'm good on that. Yep. I was like, congratulations on the new pants. I'm sorry. Am I fucking up? And it's like, I will never do that again. So
I saw somebody that I figured out put on COVID weight. And at first I'm like, should I ask about a baby? And then I wait a second. I'm like, well, it can't also be coming out their back. Okay. Never mind. Good thing I said.
Yeah. I honestly wait till the baby's coming out of the vagina.
And even then. And even then,
like it could be like, yeah, and I'm like, oh my god, you're pregnant! This is, congratulations. What is the gen? Oh, we already know. When you haven't driven for a while, everything is dope. Everything is new in those cars. Did you dig that? Like the new GPS?
It's crazy.
Bluetooth radio.
Everybody,
all that kind of shit.
Everybody can parallel park nowadays.
Yeah,
it's crazy. It's
like we only have old cars because we already get our cars used. But even when we upgrade, it's still a big ass upgrade for us because like I haven't got a car in 10 years. And you get a car and you're like, well, look at this.
Yeah.
It just fucking starts. You hit the button and it starts. What the fuck? What is this? Fucking Back to the Future over here, you know?
Yeah, they give me the key. It's obviously not a key. And I'm thinking, hey, I guess I keep it on my person? Like, I don't, is there, like, am I supposed to know you can only walk, because I can easily leave that in the car. What do I have to do? Do I have to kiss it? How does it know I have the fob?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's like, and there's like a little place to put the fob in the car. I didn't find that for like a year. I was just so fucking like, oh shit, yeah. You can start this with a fob. You don't even need to touch it. And then like a year later, I was like, oh, that's where that goes.
Huh.
See, and I think for rental companies in places like New York, you should tell people, because it's not that we just got a new car. It's we get a new car every time we rent one, which is not often.
Right.
Yeah.
You might want to let us know a thing or two about what happened with cars.
But they don't even watch me taking it out of the half lot.
They don't even put it in the commercials. They don't even put it in the commercials.
No.
All of these things that I'm fascinated with, I'm like, why wasn't this in the commercial? I would love to know this about cars.
Yeah. Tell me it makes tight turns.
They put it in the fucking description like you don't have to explain it.
Yeah.
Like they'll be like GPS navigation, Bluetooth compatibility. I'm just like, how do I get it to? Can you walk me through? I want to look this up to my phone. You have to understand, last car I had a rotary phone in it. So I'm going to need a little help. That's all I'm asking.
Well, I was going to borrow a friend's car at first, and then it broke down. I turned the car on. His antenna starts going up. I start laughing. You know, I'm like, I know that's new.
Yeah.
Or old.
That's old. Yeah.
Antennas.
Yeah.
They used to be on our phones. We would raise it up.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I can hear you.
Yeah. We weren't getting brain cancer, but 2 inches of an antenna on the phone made a difference.
There used to be a button on my car to say raise or lower the antenna.
Yeah.
And now it doesn't even need an antenna, because whatever the fuck is in the car is just that smart. It's like, fuck it.
And it was cool if you could unscrew your antenna and keep it in your car and then put it back on.
Like you new cars.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, also, that shit could be a weapon. You know what I mean? You got to be careful with them antennas.
Yeah.
Some people beat their kids with it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Not the children. Oh, no. What did they do? what happened to Christian Finnegan? You alluded to it, but I don't know. Did something bad happen to Christian?
He had some kind of chest thing, but he's good now.
Thank God.
Yeah.
He's recovering.
Cool. He's one of my favorite white people. I need him to be here. Good. You know what I mean? The world wouldn't be the same without Christian coming on the show.
If Chappelle likes him, you gotta like him.
Right.
Well, it's really more about him annoying Keith that I'm into.
No,
and then the passive aggressive hostility between him and Hemda. That's what I live for. My favorite. It's like, oh, him, Christian's on the show. You know what I mean? Like, here we go. that was the best Magic Spoon read in a while.
Thank you.
Not that they aren't all great, but this one felt very special. I like when, do you know that morning when you waking up, putting on your socks, like, I got one in me, like, today's the day.
I really don't. That's a great question. And a pure honest one. No, I don't. But I believe in the sponsors. So I know when the time comes, it's going to come out genuine and pure. No, I don't see it coming ahead of time.
If you watch his face, and we are putting this on YouTube, you will see the surprise when it hits him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he really is just talking.
I'm listening also, and I didn't know we were going in this direction, but here we are.
Yeah, you could see it when he turns right, and then you can also see where he's like, did I turn too hard right? But I'm cracking up, and he's like, nope, safe to go. I'm going to go more. Here we go. Landing has been cleared.
Like if Courtney, for example, says in one way or another, well, you're really yelling this commercial at me, then it's like, all right, well, now it's on.
There's always a point in the best ones for me when I start wondering, are they even going to get paid for this one?
I'm thinking that all the time. I'm like, well, this one's shot, so enjoy.
he's like, I'm trying to get you to eat healthy. Fuck you. It's like, that'll be interesting.
Again, if you see, like, if you're watching it on YouTube and you see me writing something down as Keith is doing an ad, we lost it. Lost the ad. Did we have any ads in this one? Yeah, they were lost.
It's always so good, man. And then you did it with the guest there, because sometimes I know y'all do the reads and like the guest isn't on yet, or
sometimes
you know the guest kind of. I love when the guest. I know it can probably be a headache for y'all, but I love when the guest is as much amused as we are, and especially when they get in a couple things as well. I know some ruin it, obviously,
right.
But I like when it's a good guest and they're like going with the bit, like, yeah, just you're fired up about this cereal. And it's like, oh, Keith's going to say some more stuff. Right. Here we go.
Right. Yes. And some people think, some guests, you know, if we're telling people how to be a good guest, act like you're still awake during my minute or two commercial. Like sometimes they open up a peach, you know, like you're still here. You don't have to play along, but you should be here for you.
That's one of my goals. I want to be a guest one day when one of these epic reads is done so I can just join in. Because I don't give a fuck if the whole show becomes a read.
Sure.
I just want to be here to see it. You know what I mean?
Well, I think it was Magic Spoon. Was it Magic Spoon also where it was during the George Floyd riots? And I was like, well, this is healthy cereal, but you probably wouldn't like it, you fucking idiot. You're a moron. You see what's happening on TV. You give a fuck. We're systemic. Fruity. And that ended up being like 8 minutes long, and I picture Magic Spoon hearing that and being like, yeah, but it was 8 minutes, so I guess it's fine.
It's a great ad. I mean, just pay him. Just right. Pay him. It's really
just not. Sometimes I'm holding my breath because I think it's done, and then it comes back worse, and I'm like, was there a 30-second gap there where we can just leave the rest of it now? That doesn't count. That's just our content. Here's where the ad right. went, and I'm like calculating how long is 30 seconds.
So who's the bigger political prisoner, Bill Cosby or Nelson Mandela? You know, like, who can tell? This
are
man,
we playing a game show again? Because
there's right. a right answer and a wrong one, I'll tell you that. Man, Bill Cosby really thinks he's a martyr, you know?
Yeah, he thinks rape. He could convict, like, it's over. You were convicted, it's over. He thinks he could somehow make the public complain more, I think. Like, well, I think he wants everybody to say, well, he's not going to any rehab classes because he thinks he did nothing wrong because he did nothing wrong. Well, that's not how it works. Nobody gives a shit anymore. Right. You're only hurting yourself, which is beautiful.
Nothing convinces me that you didn't take no for an answer like shit like this.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Right. He sees it. I refuse to take the class. Right. And you're like, okay.
Say there still seems what the problem right. was. You got in trouble for something. Someone, even if it's not your fault, has some confusion. Go to class and let a professional tell you what it is. But you can't do that because right. how you think you're going to be perceived. You fucking
idiot.
They say
he was in the prison as like Dr. Cosby, like,
I believe
giving
it.
Medical advice and shit. I'm just yeah. like, what the fuck is wrong with you, man? You know?
Yep.
Alan Dershowitz suing Netflix. I love his reasoning that they did it so they could get publicity, as if mm-hmm. anyone was like, I wasn't gonna watch that documentary.
Right.
They said some shit about your boy Alan Dershowitz, and I got to see it. You know what I mean?
All right.
Bill Clinton didn't convince me. Chris Tucker didn't convince me.
Right.
Alan Dershowitz, what the fuck? Stop everything. We're watching Netflix.
I'm going to sue also, when Netflix is like, we didn't think of that. Fuck.
Yeah,
we just had a woman call you a rapist, but we didn't think you'd sue us, you idiot.
It's in the documentary.
Yeah.
The part is in the documentary. It's him going, well, then she should say my name if I said yeah. And then the woman being like, you fucking did that shit. I'm saying your name, Alan Dershowitz. Alan Dershowitz.
Right.
And then he's been like, well, I'm gonna sue. It's like, that's what the fuck we thought.
Right.
Damn, what took you so long?
Right.
Shit is old now.
Right. Oh, it's the best. Yeah, that's what I was saying when all this is good news. Bill Cosby
yep.
fighting, Alan Dershowitz fighting. Keep fighting. Amy Cooper, the Central Park Karen, she kept fighting. Good. Keep fighting. Remind me.
Because they can't take the L. Like, they're,
yeah.
like, I think in our minds, it's easy. Like, in our minds, we're just like, why wouldn't you just shut the fuck up?
Right.
Because we would never do the shit in the first place.
Right.
So our mind is already to like, well, you did that shit. We all saw it. Right. Maybe just go back to your life. And then their mind is like, no, I'm going to fight on this lie because I think I can convince enough of you by being outraged that I'm innocent. It's like, mm-hmm. we got
why not? They convinced themselves and they were there.
Yeah. Right. Oh my God. And yeah, Central Park Karen, I feel bad for Christian Cooper, the black man who was just like a nerd that wanted to go take pictures of birds in a park.
Right.
And he like went back to his life, which is the main point for him, was just like, guys, I'm just really into birds. I don't want to be.
Right. I'm not even looking for a human being in this park. I'm looking for a bird.
like, I just want people's dogs on leashes while I take pictures of birds. This is never, it wasn't a political movement. Really was the worst timing in the world because it was literally the same day everybody saw the George Floyd video, right. Which is why this one sticks out to everybody. But like Amy Cooper benefited from a lot of the work that Black Lives Matter activists did, because like she got put into this like restorative justice thing where she didn't have to go to jail. She took some classes. She like she lucked out so much that you would think, obviously us being people that wouldn't do this, you would think she'd just be like, okay, back to life as Amy Cooper. Just I'll get a job at some other place. Everyone will know that I'm the person, but like, you know, as long as I don't do anything else, they'll just leave me the fuck alone. And she's like, no, I'm suing. He's the real racist. I'm the victim here.
And like, and suing him, you know what I mean? Like, the person who keeps going, you know what? How about we just drop it here?
He just wanted to watch his birds.
Right.
He's being so nice.
He doesn't want anything out of this. He didn't even want revenge, which he's totally entitled to. He's like, I just want to watch some birds, America. And people got mad at him for being like, they were like, no, you need to go get this bitch. And he was like, guys, I don't even care if she gets canceled. Just birds.
Yeah, so she.
I agree with him, because if she gets convicted, if she gets into all this shit, he's got to go and talk to people and say, recount it. And is that how it really happened? And now I got to say it the same way because whatever. Like now.
Well, to be clear, she's suing the business that she works for.
Okay, so that's
right.
Okay, so she's not suing him.
But
that would be
just.
But
throwing him under the bus in the lawsuit.
Yeah. Oh, you know the bit. She goes, you know, the big fight between dog owners and bird watchers. What?
she's like this aggressive black bird watcher comes to the park every day and harasses people about their dogs. That's what she wrote in her lawsuit. And I know a part of me would have been like, this bitch.
Right.
You know, I hope he's somewhere just watching birds. I really hope this doesn't even. But for me, I would have made the fucking time. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like.
Yeah.
I got that in me where I'm like, I guess I'm going to court, bitch. Guess what? You fuck with the wrong one. And he was just like, I like watching birds. Okay. And then you also brought up in this episode warnings in shows and stuff before, like, oh, there's going to be violence. There's going to be trigger warning, titties or whatever the fuck.
Right.
That's sometimes I feel like that spoils the show, too. Like
I try not to look at it.
Yeah, like I hope it does help whoever is supposed to help. Like I'm not anti this. I don't want people to feel, you know, whatever. But I don't feel like I need that in my shows. So sometimes I'll be watching a show and I accidentally catch that part and I'm like, well, I guess we know that plot point. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, I don't want to anticipate a rape because now I'm looking for the rapist. I'm looking for the victim. It is a spoiler, but I get why.
Well, I started watching a comedy show and suicide popped up. And I'm like, is it suicide jokes? Does he really pretend he killed himself at the end? Because it didn't make the papers that this guy killed himself at the end.
Right.
So does he pretend
weird
to?
Weird stuff like that. Like there'll be a mass shooting this episode. I'm like, well, that I'm pretty sure we should be surprised by that. I don't think. But it made me think, though, because Courtney said it when Keith brought it up. But she just doesn't watch it. And I was like, I bet you that if anyone's taking the warning, it's probably more of a, I just ain't going to watch this shit. If I need to be warned about it, then I probably would rather opt out. Because I'm still consuming it, even with the warning. That might not be enough if it's enough where it's like, visually, if I see this shit, I'm going to freak the fuck out, you know? Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, triggers are hard because it's so individual.
Yeah. And you never know what's going to trigger you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could watch some, as a black person in America, I could watch some horrible shit with some racism in it. And I'm like, yeah, well, you know, I turned on this show. I knew it had a bunch of racism in it. Or you could watch The Real World and just one of these motherfuckers says some racist shit to a castmate. You're like, this mother. Now, see, I'm ready to punch somebody. Like, wait, Why did oh my that God. Get me, but not
do
this?
Do they have a racist alert also? Like they do a rape one?
Some of the shows do. I watched the show Them on Amazon, and before each episode, it'd be like, yo, lynching is going to be in this episode. Oh, this is going to happen. So, and I was like, low key, it's a horror analogy about race in America. But low key, I was a little disappointed because I was like, no, it's okay. I knew when I pressed play, you were going to do this.
And then so you feel like you're the asshole because I'm like, did that just count as a lynching?
Right. Yeah. And you're like, I mean, I guess, you know what I mean? Like,
it's not nice.
The feet hanging, I guess. If you got to warn me, you know. Right. What was the poll for this episode?
The poll was drivers only. Do you know what you're doing? 13% wrote, nah, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing when I'm driving.
Oh, God, no.
So out of every 100 cars, 13 of them do not know what the fuck they're doing.
And the other 12% is drunk or high.
Right.
But they know what they're doing.
I do better when I'm drunk because I focus extra.
Oh, God.
Listen, I'm just a little buzzed, okay? It gets me right in my driving
lane. I was driving. It ended up being night. It's like a six-hour drive where we were going. Pouring rain.
Whoa. Was it actually a six-hour drive?
Yeah, at least. It's six total. Like, but only, you know, but I'm talking about only a stop at a diner or something like this. It was still a long drive. At night, pitch black, no lights in some of these areas, and pouring rain where I really couldn't see. And I was shitting my pants. And I came across, and then I see one of those signs that said, you know, don't drive drunk. I'm like, who the fuck would? Well, you're dead.
Yeah. I've been driving my whole life, obviously being from North Carolina. We don't have a lot of options.
But it's weird when there's not a light, not a reflector. I could barely. I had to pick one side of the lines to follow, and you could barely even see it then because of the rain. Truck gets in front of you. You are literally blind for 2 seconds because of all the water. It's crazy.
And if you've been broke, man, like I've been on a few times where I'm like, it'll be a miracle we don't crash this motherfucker. You know what I mean? Right. Like it started raining out of nowhere, and you like, I should have bought new tires, but I don't have new tire money.
Right.
So we're just going to slow this thing down. I feel like you can either be an exciting driver or you can be a good driver. I choose to be good. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. We all appreciate that.
Below the speed limit sometimes. It's not a good, it's not an exciting trip, but fuck it. We'll make it, you know? I only have a couple things to say about the spinoff shows. Last week on Keith and the Girl, as much as the Magic Spoon read was the best advertisement I've heard in a while. The Kaminsky Method advertisement was the worst. I felt like Hemda was like shitting on the show as she was telling me to watch the show. It just felt very non-committal, and I ended up not watching it. I watched Sweet Tooth instead. I'm sorry.
And meanwhile, I really do love it. And I love old people shows now. I love watching old people. I love their point of view. I love their, like, I don't give a shit. I'm just going to tell you this. I think it's a really good show. But does everybody like... Okay, I'm doing it again.
Yeah, here we
does
go.
Does everybody love watching old people? I love it.
I feel like if Keith was watching, he'd be like, why the fuck aren't you watching this show? I'm trying to give you a good time. Do you want good times or do you want bad times?
You like old people? Okay.
And lastly, 1188.
Oh, and by the way, just going with Sarah Baker, who was our guest, who was she's the daughter in that show. She is in everything I'm watching on Netflix. She has at least a small role. She is in everything. Once you see her once, you'll see her constantly.
I love when that happens, by the way.
Me too. Mm-hmm.
Like my friend Chris Lambert, he did something. He's a comedian. He did a couple of roles with Netflix. And then they just kept calling him back for different stuff. And it's like, you were in Jessica Jones, you know. And hey, I'm watching that Mindhunter show. What the fuck, dude? You're in Mindhunter. It's just like they just find somebody that can do it, and it's just like they're in everything.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah,
HBO does it too.
I didn't know it was Netflix doing the calling, but yeah. And I'm seeing a lot of people like Baron Vaughn is in Grace and Frankie. He also had a couple, one or two scenes in Love, and you just start seeing the same similar characters playing different roles. But it's like, I know you. I recognize your voice.
It's the best. It really is. And if you love the Keith and the Girl universe, I feel like you see that a lot because y'all always have people that are like at different levels of their careers and stuff. And it's like, once you start seeing them places, you're like, oh my God, because I feel like I know him even more because I'm like, he was on Keith and the Girl. Oh my God, Baron Vaughn. I know what you think about open relationships. You know what I mean? And the last thing I was going to say is from Q&A, 1188. I feel like this is a significant day. This is a big day for him, the big day in the Keith and the Girl universe. All the years of shaming and looking down. What's the weirdest part is that Hemda was there for episode 1188 and just, it never crossed her mind.
She was still surprised.
Thank God for Q&A.
Yeah.
But I knew it. You know, I knew it. I knew it.
But imagine, though, how beautiful it would be a painting 11 feet by 25 feet called Guernicum. Wouldn't that be fucking amazing?
I'm going to say no.
Okay.
I'm going to say I'm out on that one, Keith. You know what I'm saying? I got your back on a lot of things.
I call it my oils on canvas.
At least I didn't call mine art. It is what it is.
Is that the difference? If Hemda would have framed it. If she would have framed it and said, it's called Poon, you would have been like, actually, you know what? I'm okay with this. This is different than I was sorry I was hating. So good. All right, y'all.
The Weeping Woman, that's about when Hemda saw what I did.
Thank you for having me. I've been your second favorite host. Everybody out there, please leave comments on the forums. I love those. And, you know, Karen will be somewhere not reading your comments because she doesn't care as much as I do, everybody. So remember that, Epia, when you respond.
Rod will be like, Karen, what are you doing? She goes, not reading comments.
Not reading comments and not eating Arby's is what I'm doing. Even though I love comments and I love Arby's and I love Keith and the Girls forums and fans, unlike Rod, who does the work. Thanks for having me, y'all. It was fun. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks.